Good evening. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. My name is Trevor Harris, your host this week. Each time out on Thinking Out Loud, my fellow producer Darren Helwidge and I introduce you to a local person or phenomena as we take a deeper look at what makes our home place here in central Missouri so great. Here's some of my recent talk with a man moving his way on up. No, it's not George Jefferson, it's MU School of Music junior Trey Mockler, who's been getting his fair share of attention lately. He just won the 2015 Sinkfell Prize for Composition here at the University of Missouri. We'll hear from Trey, his professor Thomas McKinney, and School of Music director Julia Gaines next. And of course, we'll hear Mockler's winning work called Elysium in its full 6-minute glory. If you're able to attend it, college is meant to be the time to find out who you are, what matters, and of course, what you want to do with your one precious and not long enough to do it all in life. An MU undergraduate who's finding success with his chosen field is up this week on Thinking Out Loud. In October, the Sinkfeld Charitable Foundation announced that Trey Mockler, a junior in the University of Missouri School of Music, was the winner of this year's Sinkfeld Prize. That's the top award for excellence in composition by an MU student. I sat down with Trey Mockler and asked him when he first knew that music was what he wanted as his profession.
I just kind of fell into it, really. In elementary school, we had required music courses, and I remember enjoying them, but I wasn't, like, super involved. I didn't think it was super, super great. And then I guess in sixth grade, I started band, and I felt like I just kind of went 0 to 60. Because I was good at school, I was good academically, I hated sports, and I didn't really do anything, I guess. I just kind of went to class, and like if I had friends, I would hang out with them. And so then I started band, and it was something that I really enjoyed and really excelled at. Having an interest in something and a passion for something on top of being good at it really made everything just fly by, and I got better really fast. I remember in sixth grade telling my parents that I wanted to teach band for the rest of my life, which, looking at that now, I think that's a little funny because you could not pay me enough money to do that job. That's where it all started, was just finding something that I finally had a passion for, because I had never really had that.
Now, here at Mizzou, you're an oboe major.
No, I'm a composition major.
Okay.
But I do play oboe.
What was your instrument in band?
So I switched to oboe the end of my sixth grade year, and so I played oboe since then.
Okay, stupid question. Is oboe part of the band?
Yes.
Because you're sitting there. I'm imagining it's a marching band.
Oh, okay. So in marching band, I never played oboe. Oboe and bassoon do not exist in the marching setting.
It'd be challenging.
Yeah. So I marched euphonium, actually, baritone, all in high school, and then I was a drum major my senior year. And then my freshman year here, I did marching Mizzou, just in case I decided to switch from composition to music ed, because it's a requirement for the music ed degree. But oboe is my primary, and it's what I play in wind ensemble and orchestra here. Oboe's cool because there's so much color available to you. You know, it's really flexible. It can be bright, it can be dark, it can be a lot of things, and it's just such a unique tone quality that it can stick out in an orchestral setting. But that's a challenge as well, is to be a good oboist, you have to learn how to blend and how to fit inside a sound.
Because you're not often soloing.
Well, you're soloing more often than most other instruments, I would say. Oboe is probably the most soloistic wind instrument.
Is that because the sound would get completely lost if it was just playing with the entire orchestra?
No, I think it's really quite the opposite, is that the tone of an oboe is really pretty, I don't want to say piercing, but it can cut through, and it's so much different from everything else in the ensemble that it's an easy quality to hear over an orchestra. You know, I think there's a sonata by Saint-Saëns that's just incredible. I think it's one of my favorite pieces for oboe. And then probably my absolute favorite piece is Six Metamorphoses After Ovid by Benjamin Britten.
You are listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM, KBIA. That was a selection from Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses After Ovid. I asked MU junior and winner of the 2015 Ziegfeld Award for Composition, Trey Mochler, how he composes music such as the award-winning Elysium, a work that we'll hear later in this show.
Every composer does it differently. You'd be pretty hard-pressed to find, you know, two people who do everything exactly the same in their process, because everything, you know, it works different for everyone. I don't like to do pre-sketching. I don't really like to plan out the piece. I like to just kind of start and go and let it unfold. And then I'll backtrack and I'll make revisions. I'll expand sections. So I guess in a way, sometimes I do sort of plan out the piece, because I might write the beginning, the middle, and something that resembles what I envision the end to be. And then I fill in the blanks and I bridge the gaps. But with Elysium, it was a much more natural flowing. So just, I started, there's a solo in the piano in the very beginning, and that kind of, I think that solo ultimately is the entire piece. Everything is kind of derived back from that idea.
As this year's Ziegfeld Prize winner, Mochler will write an original work for MU's University Philharmonic. That work premieres April 13th at the annual MU Chancellor's Concert. Did they give you an amount of time? They said write an 8-minute piece?
No, they said you have a commission for, it can be for orchestra, wind ensemble, or university singers. And that's about it. I decided 8 minutes because, you know, 10 would be kind of pushing it. I want to make sure there's enough rehearsal time for the ensemble to get acquainted and really get a good idea of how the piece unfolds. And I chose orchestra because a lot of grad school applications will require an orchestra piece, or if they don't just require a large ensemble work in general, but some will even get specific that it has to be for orchestra. And it's just it's hard at this point in your one's career, academic or professional, to be able to write for orchestra and get a really nice recording of it. And a performance and rehearsal, like that does not happen hardly at all. So this is a really exciting opportunity, and I figured I should probably take it.
So you chose, of those three, you chose to write your commission for full orchestra.
Yes.
Why not, right?
Exactly.
Go big or go home. Trey Mochler works primarily as a composition major with MU School of Music faculty members Dr. Stefan Freund, who's been on this program before, and Dr. Thomas McKenney. I asked Dr. McKenney to talk about Elysium, the musical work that won Mochler his award. What makes it a winning composition, not just the award that it won, but what makes it a solid, satisfying to the ear, complete work?
I think it has all those ingredients that I look for, and evidently some other people do also. And so what makes any piece of music good? What makes Mozart? My take is that and a lot of people listen to new music and they say, well, it doesn't sound like Mozart. And I said, well, yeah, it doesn't sound like Mozart because we don't live in the 18th century any longer. We're in the 21st century. But I think that the ingredients of music are basically the same. And so does Mozart have beautiful or interesting melodies? Yes. Does Mozart have interesting harmonic progressions? Yes. Is Mozart's music interesting rhythmically? Yes. And so it seems to me I can say that same thing about Trey's piece, that his music has interesting melodic gestures, it has interesting harmonic stuff, and it's interesting rhythmically. And so we look at composers that we kind of place on a pedestal, you know, like Beethoven and Mozart and Haydn. And one of the things that makes those that music endure is that it has all those ingredients that I just mentioned, but it also has cohesive elements in it. My composition teacher at Cincinnati once told me, if you want to find a composer's worth, you look for development sections in sonatas and symphonies and string quartets, and you look for dramatic sections in opera, because that's where he's going to show off his technique in those places. And so I think that Trey's work is a piece that is interesting to listen to. It's got beautiful colors, it's got beautiful melodies, beautiful harmonies, rhythm, and yet at the same time it all hangs together cohesively as a piece. And so in literature, sometimes stream of consciousness is something that is okay. But in music, we don't see very much of that. There are some composers that tend to or want to do that kind of a technique, but I think we tend to look more for how is this piece organized and is it cohesive, is it interesting.
That was Dr. Thomas McKinney, the MU School of Music faculty member, talked about the elements of classical music that make for pleasing and engaging performance, and in the case of Trey Mockler's Elysium, an award-winning composition. Competent faculty can train music students such as Mockler in their craft, but can they prepare scholars for the harsh economic realities after commencement day? Since this August, Dr. Julia Gaines has served as a director of the MU School of Music. She talked with me about the school's growing emphasis in training students in the business side of a career in music.
So this is a new program that we started 2 or 3 years ago. Dr. Shea started it. We already have a community music program that provides work opportunities for our students. So what we've done is use that experiential learning part of it and combined it with some classes to create this really dynamic entrepreneurship program. In fact, right now we're the only school in the country that offers both an undergraduate and a graduate music-specific entrepreneurship certificate. And that's something that we're really trying to tout heavily. It's a great recruiting tool, but it's just a great asset for our students. So the music education majors probably don't need this because they already know what their job track is. But the Bachelor of Arts students and the Bachelor of Music students, they know they want to play their horn, play their stringed instrument, sing, whatever. But how do they actually go out and make a living, let's say, in the city of St. Louis? Not all of them are going to make first chair with the St. Louis Symphony. So they need to know, well, what if I wanted to start a chamber string quartet? Could I make a living in St. Louis? And they actually can. They just need some tools on how to do that. And they can do that in almost any country in America as long as they have the tools. So our entrepreneurship program is just providing them the tools to be able to make their passion into a profession. Certificate is 12 credits, and they can take up to 6 to 8 different types of classes, everything from the music business industry to interview skills to portfolio building to web presence to learning how to do internships and what internships are available. And then they can actually do an internship. There's a wide variety of very specific music classes that we have them take through our entrepreneurship program.
That was Dr. Julia Gaines discussing how the MU School of Music prepares their students to be working musicians after graduation. One way that the faculty do that is to stay active themselves as instrumentalists, performers, and composers. Again, here's MU School of Music faculty member of composition, Dr. Thomas McKinney.
A lot of our time is focused on teaching, but we're also required, and it's not just a requirement, it's what we have to do, so we continue to write music ourselves. It seems to me, as a composer, if I'm teaching composition, for me to be viable with my students, that one of the things I have to do is they know that I'm active in what I'm doing. And so when I say, you need to fix this, or I would suggest that you do this, or whatever about composition, it comes from the experience that I have had as a composer.
Speaking of composers, there's the business of Trey Mockler's Elysium. We'll hear that next on a recording from the Mizzou New Music Ensemble. As the winner of the 2015 Sinkfeld Prize for Composition, Trey Mockler will write a new work to be premiered at the MU Chancellor's Concert April 23rd at the Missouri Theater. As promised, here's Elysium by Trey Mockler. Farm Your Yard with Carrie Hargrove follows. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
Thank you.
That was Elysium, composed by MU School of Music junior Trey Mockler. For my fellow producer, Darren Helwidge, my name is Trevor Harris. Thanks for listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.